We appreciate everyone who is skipping the pre-game show to be here tonight. We're learning the next paragraph. I guess so. We're learning the next paragraph of the Shemona Esrei entitled Binyan Yerushalayim, which discusses the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Which is interesting, the very first letter, the Vav in Yerushalayim, and, which is a conjunction. And it's interesting that you start off a paragraph, any English teacher would yell at a child if you're starting off with a conjunction. So what's the significance of this? So as we mentioned before, there's a pattern of all the paragraphs of the Shemona Esrei. And the Torah reminds us of the Gemara and Megillah of the paragraph which immediately precedes this paragraph of Yerushalayim, namely that of Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, the righteous and the devoted individuals. He says, V'taknua lomer achar HaTzadikim, this paragraph of building Yerushalayim, ultimately the base of Mikdash, is written right after the paragraph of the Tzadikim, She'ikar HaTzerumos Kronos HaTzadikim Yerushalayim, that the greatest way in which the righteous can be shown in their glory is when they're in this glorious place of Yerushalayim. Which means, a possible explanation of what the Torah is telling us, is that the purpose, what the Tzadikim do in this world, is they have the ability to show everyone the glory of Hashem, and therefore everyone's able to acknowledge and recognize Hashem's existence in this world through their actions. And also, this is the purpose of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. It's a vehicle, it's an opportunity for people to be able to go and to be able to connect to Hashem. Because in reality, a person, even without the Beis Hamikdash, has the ability to connect to Hashem. But a tzaddik, as well as the Beis Hamikdash, are the tools which we clearly see, visual aids, if you will, that show the greatness of Hashem, and hopefully that we would be able to internalize that into our own practices of our own lives. Now the Rebar Yochar explains, and the Gra give two different interpretations of the name of the capital of Israel, of Jerusalem. Yerushalayim, according to the Rebar Yochar, is actually a break of two different words. He says, Kahu of the Medrash Tehillim, it says in the Medrash that Shem, which is one of Noach's kids, called Yerushalayim Shalom. That he decided to call this city, which we know now as Yerushalayim, he called it Shalom, which could mean either peace or a complete place, something which is complete and full. Shnemar, and he brings down the pasuk in Lechacha, U'malchit Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Malchit Tzedek, Rashi over there says, is another name, is an AKA for shame. And he called the city Shalem, complete, or peace, a city of peace, of completeness. Avraham, later on, the next Parsha, by the Akedah, Kara Yireh, he called it the place in which Hashem can be seen. Dechsiv, as it says, Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakam Ahu Hashem Yireh. So Hashem can be seen in this particular place. And the Medrash continues that Hashem had a dilemma. What should I do? Should I call it Shalem? Because after all, that's what Shem called it. Should I listen to what Avraham did? So what do I do? So Hashem, who's a master compromiser, decides to merge them both together. He says, Lo avatil divrizev lo divrizev. I don't want to remove either of them because there's legitimacy to both of their words. He combined both of them and called it Yerushalayim. So according to this Medrash, the idea of Yerushalayim is it's a place where Hashem can be completely seen in all of His glory. According to the Gra, he uses the word, the beginning of this word of Yerushalayim, and it has more to do with the word Yira, like Yiras Hashem. A person certainly is able to fear Hashem anywhere. But a great opportunity for a person to reach their highest level of completeness of Yiras Shamayim is in Yerushalayim. And that's how the Gra interprets this the name of Jerusalem. Now, this paragraph was instituted by the Anshei HaKnesset HaGadol, the men of the Great Assembly, as we mentioned before. And that was actually during the era of the second Beis HaMikdash, while the second temple was still standing. which is very difficult to understand. Why would they institute a bracha of B'nai Yerushalayim, build Yerushalayim? It's already built. It's already there. And we can maybe understand, nowadays we say this bracha, because after all, we're saying it because we're in Golos. And unfortunately, as we're in exile, even those who are in Yerushalayim say B'nai Yerushalayim, because we're lacking the key component of the Beis HaMikdash. But why would they have instituted such a bracha during the days that the Beis HaMikdash stood? In fact, it's brought down in the Shvili Leket that the origin for this bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem B'nai Yerushalayim was said upon the completion of the first Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it's brought down that the Malachim, the angels, said this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem B'nai Yerushalayim, which compounds the difficulty. So why would they be saying such a bracha after the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, or the first Beis HaMikdash, was already constructed? So I'd like to conclude with two approaches. One is brought down by the Sfas Emes, who says that even during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, it's necessary for them to understand not to take it for granted. B'nai Yerushalayim means not that it necessarily has to be built, but the builder of Jerusalem means that it's something which is an ongoing bracha. And we should never take for granted the blessings that we have, including Yerushalayim, in the standing of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, for ourselves, while we're in exile, we also have to take something for granted. The fact, we should not take something for granted, that is that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be constantly reminded, Zechel Mikdash, many different halachos, in order to constantly remember that lack, that we should not be so comfortable, but rather that we are in fact missing out. Furthermore, if we see toward the conclusion of this bracha, it says, Uvneyosa Bikarav Yamin Binyan Olam. We want Hashem to create this structure that it should be a Binyan Olam, an eternal structure. Now, what exactly does this mean? So, as we know, the first and second Beis HaMikdash, they were built by mortal man. And just as a mortal man has the ability to construct something, based on our own limitations, has the same ability to be destroyed. However, as we know, the third Beis HaMikdash will be different. As the bracha itself says, B'nei Osa B'karov, we're asking Hashem Himself to build the third Beis HaMikdash, because that is how the third Beis HaMikdash will be constructed. That the Beis HaMikdash will actually come from the Shemayim, from the heavens. It will be actually constructed by Hashem. And therefore, that construction will in fact be a Binyan Olam. That will be something which will be just like Yerushalayim. It will be Shalem, it will be complete, it will be eternal, Bimheir v'Amenu, speedily in our days.